Hello, welcome to Shit We've Read, a sci-fi fantasy book podcast hosted by some geeky friends. I am Laura Benson, and I am here with my co-host, Jason Rico. Hello, hello, welcome.
Hey, Laura, how's it going?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing well. Today was a busy day. Work, a couple chores, got a haircut, therapy, did some laundry.
Very nice haircut.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I'm wearing some earphones, so it's covering some of it. But yeah, so busy day, but I am looking forward to chatting today.
Yes, yes. I'm excited. This, I guess, kind of technically kicks off season 6.
It does, officially.
Welcome everybody to season 6. This is actually a special mini-sode, though. It's not a normal episode. We are very excited to announce and introduce to our listeners our new host. Hello, Brittany Wong. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Yay. We're so excited.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
So we wanted to do kind of a Meet Brittany episode so our listeners can get to know you a little bit. You know, they know plenty about us at this point. So
yeah, we're old news.
So I guess I don't know where exactly should we start. I mean, obviously you like reading, right?
Yes, definitely. Always have ever since I was like in first grade. So it's stuck with me my whole life at this point.
Nice. Nice. Brittany, what are your go-to genres?
I'm definitely a romantasy girly, but when I'm not reading romantasy, I like contemporary romance, but that's new for me. And then just fantasy in general. And recently I've been dabbling a little bit in sci-fi.
That's good because we're probably going to make you read some sci-fi. So.
We are definitely going to make you read some sci-fi.
Cool, cool.
Or at the very least, I will.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the books that we do... Some of the sci-fi books read do have romance in it, too. So,
for sure.
I mean, at least that will be there also. And some books are a good combination of both. So that's kind of what's fun about reading and just like the show, too, is being able to find these books that kind of interweave different genres.
Yeah.
And we've read a few of them. The first one that I tend to think of that's kind of, maybe kind of both, is Monsters and Mainframes.
Yeah. I would definitely say it's like a sci-fi base with a lot of fantastical elements in it.
Yeah.
I think the other one that comes to mind for me that we read was The Last Adventure of Constance.
Oh, yeah.
Or...
Constance Verity?
Yeah, I feel like that was definitely
a lot of
fantasy. That was a really fun book. It was really hard to classify, but that's what made it fun.
Yeah, yeah. And then obviously the big debate, Star Wars. There's a debate on whether that's a sci-fi or fantasy. I mean, obviously things can be both, but...
Are you a Star Wars fan, Brittany?
A little bit. Brandon is definitely, like, I have a couple Star Wars helmets in my office that are technically his, but that I hold on to. So I enjoy it, but I don't know and fully, like, grasp all the lore behind.
And Brandon's your husband, okay. Just for listeners.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I was going to go into that really quickly. Brandon is Brittany's husband, but also my brother. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's so Brittany and I are sister-in-laws. Sisters-in-law?
Yeah.
Sisters-in-law? Yeah.
Not sister-in-laws. That's weird. Okay, sisters-in-law.
Depends. Are you sisters in multiple laws? I don't know. Maybe.
That's a good question.
Lawyers chime in. I don't know.
Brittany, would you say Star Wars is sci-fi or fantasy from what you know?
I'd say, for me at least, I think it leans more sci-fi, but then like the Force and like that, I would say is more like fantasy leaning. So
you're saying like sci-fi with fantastical elements?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of lean towards that too, but obviously there are some aspects of it that are, if anyone has watched all of the things, there are some stories that are heavily fantasy versus the sci-fi. What's that one that, this is a tangent, what's the one that just got canceled? Everybody's still bashing? The Acolyte. I feel like that one's more fantasy. I liked that show. I saw that.
It was good?
It wasn't the best, but I enjoyed it.
Mm. It had elements that I liked that I was looking forward to seeing explored more.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what made it more fantasy than sci-fi. But that's not important. This isn't a Star Wars discussion.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said it was a side tangent.
Yeah.
It can always work in somehow, just a little bit, right?
Yeah. No, we always do. We always work it in somehow.
Yeah. Brittany, what are some of your favorite books or like a series or both?
Yeah, I think one of my favorite series is Red Queen by Victoria Aveyard, which is more like a dystopian fantasy. She's one of my favorite authors in general. She also does like Realmbreaker, which is more of a fantasy novel. And then she has her adult pirate debut coming out here soon. So that's anything by Victoria Aveyard, I'm going to pick up. And then I do like ACOTAR, Borthwing, some of like the more TikTok trending book series. Definitely do pick those up, but mostly anything fantasy.
Is there a specific type of fantasy that you like then?
Anything with dragons. So I guess, would that be high fantasy? A little bit?
I mean, it depends. And
if they have like castles and like court intrigue and stuff like that, I would say that's high fantasy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anything with that too. I like that.
Okay.
I know you mentioned some of the authors. Are there any like authors that you specifically follow or try to read all their books?
Other than Victoria Aveyard, Sarah J. Maas. Let's see. As I turn to look at my bookshelf.
I do that all the time.
It's a good way of remembering.
Oh, Rachel Gillig is more like gothic, but I like her books. One Dark Window was really good. And Ava Reed recently, I've been picking up anything she releases too. Again, more like gothic leaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
Yeah, we do talk about her books sometimes too.
We've never done it on the show, have we?
I don't think we have. I know we've talked about it before. I think it just didn't end up working in the schedule somehow.
Interesting, yeah.
But we do talk about her a lot. We do follow her on our own too. She's good friends with Emma Skies.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, anytime a new one comes out, Emma's always talking about them. So we try to keep up with that too.
Yeah, I have an arc of Wintervale right now, but I haven't really had the time to read it, so I need to get into that here soon.
Yeah, I haven't had the chance to read it yet either, but it sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so you're romantasy girly, which, I mean, we said we're going to make you read sci-fi, but perhaps you'll make us read some romantasy on the show, because I think we've mostly steered clear of romantasy, other than, like, After Dark context, you know, but
yeah,
but I don't have you really done any romantics in the show? I don't think we have, really.
I don't think so. No,
yeah,
that would be super fun.
Yeah,
if any listeners know, if we're forgetting anything, feel free to let us know. We've read a lot of books for the show at this point,
yeah. And that's the exciting thing about bringing on a new host is you come with your own interests and your own like preferences on reading, and so you'll get to like influence what we read. And because Laura and I have a lot of the same stuff. Our stuff overlaps very nicely. But it's nice to kind of shake up what you read and be challenged from time to time.
It could be enjoyable or you could hate it.
And we'll either way, perhaps it'll be a good discussion.
True.
I agree. There's been times when we didn't like a book, but we had really good discussions about it.
Mm-hmm. And there's been times where we loved a book and had a really lame discussion.
That's also true. You just never know. Yeah, we don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah, it's like if you like it, but there's like nothing interesting to it. Mm-hmm. It's like, what do I talk to about? It's like, I liked it. The end.
Yeah.
So
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a question for you because, I mean, Okay, so we mentioned you two are sisters-in-law, so you two know each other, obviously, more than mm-hmm. I know Brittany. I've met Brittany a handful of times, so she's not exactly a stranger to me. But we're getting to meet you, and in a lot of ways, I'm getting to meet you to a greater extent. So I want to know, exactly how long have you two known each other?
Oh.
That's a hard question.
Yeah, I don't know. Known each other?
Or like, seriously, I guess, like where, you know, it was, you seriously started dating.
I don't know. Honestly, probably just a few years at this point.
Yeah, I think two or 3 years. We met at your old house, like not long before you moved mm-hmm. to your new house.
So it was probably 2021-ish, mm-hmm. around when we started the podcast.
Okay. So mm-hmm. you don't go way, way back.
Actually, I think I hate to say this. I think it was end of 2020 because I remember, I think the first time I met you in person was when you and Brandon came over to see Logan, my very first dog, before he died.
That was the
day. That's a really sad reason to meet each other for the first time. But I'm glad I asked. Yeah, our listeners know I have a lot of dogs, but my very first, my dog was Logan, and he was a dachshund, and he passed end of 2020 at 16 years old. Really great long life for a dachshund. So one good thing that did come out of work from home that year was I got to spend that last year with him before he died.
Very nice.
Sorry for that little side tangent. But 2020. Pretty sure it's 2020.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Laura, you mentioned your dogs. Brittany, I know you have some pets as well. What kind of pets you got?
So, I have four dogs. I think it's like a family trait, having a lot of dogs.
I think so.
And then I have two snakes, but the snakes require a lot less time. So our main focus is the two cattle dogs and the two Malinois mixes that we have.
Yeah, they got the crazies.
Yeah. So we have Max, and then he's 12. And we have Legionnaire, who is 6. He's actually named after the Galaxy's Edge book series by Jason Anspach and Nick Kuhl. So he's got a book name. And then we have Winter, and she's 4. And then we have Nuka-Cola, who's named from Fallout, who's about 3 now. So that's the 4 of them.
Okay.
They're all very sweet, very excited, energetic dogs, at least from what I've seen when I'm there.
Yeah. They're mostly very, very sweet and cuddly.
Okay. So you mentioned Nuka. Are you into any specific fandoms?
Not really, honestly.
Okay.
I was really into K-dramas and K-pop when I was a teenager.
Okay.
So like BTS, but that's probably the only like fandom that I really was involved in.
Gotcha.
Back in my teens.
Okay.
But you're familiar with other fandoms.
Yeah. Let's see. Like TV wise, not as much, but I just finished Off Campus, so I really love that. I don't think there's really a fandom name for that yet, but I'm sure there will be coming soon. It's a hockey romance. Very cute. Highly recommend it.
It's the straight knockoff version, correct? I say that meanly, but I don't mean it mean that. I don't mean it that way.
The straight knockoff version of what?
Of Heated Rivalry.
All right, there you go. Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know anything about it. I just know it's hockey.
It does have its own book series, so I don't know, but it basically is like the knockoff version. Like, okay. And I don't think the TV series has had as close to popularity as like Heated Rivalry did. But that could just be because I see Emma's stories about Heated Rivalry the most.
Yeah, Emma's still watching that constantly.
Mm-hmm. It's good. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm sure the author of the original books is going to love that you called it a knockoff series. I don't know what book series came first.
I don't know. But it, I'm just saying, off Heated campus Rivalry came off first. But Heated Rivalry came out as a TV show first. Mm. And then everybody freaked out over it, loved it. And then suddenly there was this new show.
Jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what it feels like. I get that sometimes the books come out first, but, you know. Anyways.
The series started development in 2024. So before the show came out, before Heated Rivalry, the show came out.
Oh.
So it wasn't necessarily because of the show. Gotcha. I don't know why I'm defending this book series so much.
I don't know why.
I have zero investment in this whatsoever.
It's a really good watch.
I don't have any investment either. I don't know. I think we mentioned before in previous episodes that we did do a Heated Rivalry marathon because Emma wanted us to.
Correct.
Yeah. And Heated Rivalry is not really my cup of tea. I don't think it's really Jason's either. But it, like, we get why people love it. We still had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very heavily romance.
And very sports leaning. Like, do either of you, like, really love sports?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up playing sports. I wouldn't say I'm hardcore. Like, I don't watch, like, the NBA and NFL and, like most guys and, like, go crazy for it. But I do like sports as a concept. And I have my certain teams. And, like, I'm watching the World Cup right now because that's on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm not really into many sports ball games. Although I do watch the Super Bowl if I like one of the teams. So
that's a requirement. You need like at least one of the teams.
I need to have an investment in the team playing.
Not even for the commercials?
There's been years when I did watch for the commercials, but it still wasn't as enjoyable as if I, you know, cared about the team playing. So or, you know, I'll watch if, like, my husband wants to watch it. But or if I'm invited to a Super Bowl party, hint, hint, anybody who wants to invite me, I'll go.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not really that big into sports. Never really have been.
Okay.
Brittany, you asked us that. What about you?
Oh, well, I played soccer growing up. So I love soccer. I've never really watched soccer. Funnily enough, just played it. And then I don't follow any other sports, but we do get NFL tickets occasionally at work. And so I've been to an NFL game. That was really fun. I like it in person.
Really?
Nice.
So I would definitely go again if I get the tickets offered again. But
I've never been to an NFL game before.
Neither have I.
Yeah. I've been to NBA.
Yeah.
Same. Which is also fun.
Yeah.
I love live sports, like, events. I think they're just so fun. It doesn't matter if you like sports or care about a team. Like, I think the environment's just such an exciting, like, time.
The energy is definitely infectious. Yeah, like, even if you're, like, more of an introvert, it will get you no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. I've also never went to an NHL game, and I really want to go. So those are on my bucket list.
NFL, I heard those are fun and violent. I don't know if that's true, but
from my experience with hockey romance shows, I think they are violent.
I think they can be based on the limited number of NHL games I've seen on TV. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Or even the Olympics. The men's, was it the gold medal match, maybe? One of the guys got his, like, face busted in and it was bleeding.
Ooh.
One of his teeth was, like, chipped or something. He was bleeding and, yeah. That was fun.
I guess that's a risk they take. They know it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Or could happen.
Yeah. I feel like NHL players are insane in the best way. That does not faze them whatsoever. Laura, I'll have you know.
Yes.
You said I'm also not a Heated Rivalry fan, or it's not really my kind of my cup of tea. Tomorrow night, I am going to a Heated Rivalry comedy show. So.
Ooh, are you?
That. Yeah. Was not my idea. I was invited. Oh. A friend invited me, so I'm going.
I was about to say, why didn't you invite our team here? But if this was somebody else's invite, that's fine.
I'm almost positive I may have mentioned it early on. I was like, I'm going to this in case anyone wants to go. Or at least I shared, like, the social post, maybe.
You may have.
I don't remember. It was a while ago, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yes, let us know. We'll have to bring it up in a future episode. We'll have to bring it up in the next After Dark episode, at least for Emma.
With Emma, yeah. If anything, I feel like the crowd's going to be a good time.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did go to a local comedy show not too long after Heat of Rivalry, the show came out. And it was an improv comedy show. And one of the women on the stage did some kind of Heated Rivalry related skit or lines or something. It was really funny. I don't remember what exactly it was, but I was the only person that laughed in the audience.
Aw.
No. And I was like, why did nobody get that?
No.
And so after the show, I went and I found her just to tell her that I appreciated that joke because I felt bad nobody else laughed at it. She was like, as long as you got it, that joke was for you.
I was about to say, I'm sure she appreciated that. At least you appreciated it.
Yes. So it's always fun when comedians include references to weird book things, whatever they are. Because we're such a big community, but also sometimes not. Like the things that we talk about, tropes, things that are just crazy in the book world. Normal for us to hear and talk about, but anybody who's not reading all the time are just like, what? What are you talking about? Or like, that's wild. So it's kind of fun to hear little random references to things like that.
It's more niche.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So other than reading, and you said you played soccer and pets, obviously, like what other interests would you say you have?
Paddle boarding is a big hobby that I enjoy in the summer. Camping is something that I love to do as well. And then I also make press on nails when the inspiration strikes me. So that's kind of fun.
You have very cute nails.
Thank you.
They are I did not cute. Know that. I... So you make those? Some of the ones that you wear, you know, yours?
Yeah, sure. Most of them are because I'm a little bit cheap. So
I had no idea. That's very cool. Yeah. Definitely have noticed your nails. And yeah, they're really cool. I had no idea you made them. Well done.
Thanks.
Yeah, they're super cute. I can't stand having long nails. So every time I see them, I'm like, that's really cute. I wish I could wear those. They're all very adorable. Good ideas. Very creative.
Thank you. Yeah, I will admit I do. I'll wear them for a few days and then like in a fit of rage, I'll just rip them all off, which definitely is not good for my nails. But I get overwhelmed by them and the length. But they're fun.
Yeah.
That's true, because you don't have them on right now. And you definitely had them on Sunday.
Yeah, I ripped them off at work yesterday. It's a regular part of my life. Just,
but they're reusable, right? The way that you make them.
Yeah, so I have like a folder somewhere in my library with all my like my past sets and the nails. Most of them don't break when I rip them off, so I just clean them and put them on like sticky tape and reuse them later.
So. Yeah, Emma wears the press-ons, doesn't she? I think
most of hers are press on too, but very simple, like nothing. That
they're just like usually just color, like one color.
Just.
I do not keep my press ons for that long because of the frustration with them. But also half the time, one of my Malinois, she's always running and she'll just run past. And if I have a long nail on, the nail will go with her. She's fine. Doesn't faze her at all. But so, yeah, it gets a little dangerous.
It gets you. Snags you. Ouch.
The price I pay for having my puppies.
Worth it, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
If you two say so.
Yeah, do you want one? You can take one.
No. I'm okay. Thank you, though.
You're welcome.
You can come and dog sit. Mm-hmm. You can come dog sit for me so I can have a weekend away sometime.
I could.
They are great cuddlers.
You can have access to the TV, the PS5, VR.
I have access to TV and PS5 here. Just no VR though. I would say that is a perk.
Yeah. You can play games. You can watch movies online on the VR with other people, like you're in a theater.
Yes, really? Brittany.
Sorry, I just had a great idea.
Okay.
So we went and we watched Obsession recently. Terrifying, horrific horror movie. Okay. I do recommend it. That would be fun to watch in VR with your friends.
Oh my God. Oh.
I feel like it would be extra scary. And that could be super fun.
Would
you have a VR part?
What do you mean by super scary? Like, would it be any different from sitting in the theater with you?
And like that movie in particular, or just like horror movies in general?
I think horror movies in general could be really fun on VR.
Yeah.
I think that movie was particularly unsettling. And like there was a moment where I'm in the theater in my seat and something happens. And I won't say anymore because I'm afraid I'll spoil it. But like I full body recoiled in my chair. Like my feet were up on the chair. I had my face covered.
Oh, wow.
It was good.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll have to talk about this more and see how we can make this work. Jason doesn't have VR, so he'd have to get something.
That's totally fine because I don't really like horror movies. So, you know, just count me out on this one.
But you can still play games with us.
Yes.
Sure, games. I'll do games. You want to do like a sci-fi watch party on VR, fantasy, adventure, you know. I'm a game. Cartoons. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Horror.
It depends on the VR movie.
Sounds even more terrifying.
If you ever change your mind, I can borrow Brandon's VR headset.
Oh, great.
And then bring mine. And then we could all watch.
There we go.
Okay.
Done.
No pressure, but it's an option.
Maybe. I feel like I think I'd be more comfortable using my own headset because on the off chance that something freaks me out, I don't want to grab it and like toss it and like break it.
At the wall, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Well, we can help. We can help you find a cheap one.
Okay, sounds good. For our listeners, the three of us, we had a podcast like planning meeting. Like 2 weekends ago or something, and you both had brought out your VR headsets, and mm-hmm. that was very nice to let me borrow one of them. And so I was playing Beat Saber for the first time. And Brittany, what was the game that you liked? What's that one called?
I like Vibe Punch. It's a boxing music game. Very fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could definitely see the appeal of both.
Mm-hmm. They're very fun. I've been working on Beat Saber. And I am slowly working through the list on Expert.
Ooh.
And I've found a couple of songs that I am very good at, and then some that I'm not, and they were very difficult. And then I discovered the practice mode and was able to slow it down, and I was slowly worked my way up, and I'm getting it.
Nice.
I'm very proud of myself.
It's also a very good arm workout. Good.
Huh?
That's true. I said you were already really good. And so now... That's intimidating.
Sorry.
I
asked Brandon the other day. I was like, did I kept beating Brittany in Beat Saber, and did that upset her? Like, I feel bad. She seemed kind of upset, or I don't know if she'd be just tired. And he was like, who cares? If she's bad at it, she's bad at it. And I was like, damn, okay. It's no like mercy, sucks to suck.
Yeah, yeah. That's a Brandon thing. No mercy in this house. No, I was not offended. I enjoyed it. I do realize I don't think I've really played it since we played, but that's not because I was discouraged.
Oh, okay.
It's been really hot and I don't want to play VR in my house right now.
It is definitely hot. I so far have only been doing any physical games. I am doing in my gym room because I have the fan right over my head. And then I also have a fan set up in the corner. And so that's been working out really well. Also, Brittany, I don't know if you struggle with the motion sickness of VR.
Not but usually. I
do.
Oh, you do?
I do. So I was like looking up how to try and overcome that. And one of the things I kept seeing was like having a fan blowing on you at the same time from the side somehow like tricks your brain. Mm. And so far it's been working. I don't know how it works, but if you guys ever struggle with that, try a fan and on off to the side or in the, somewhere on the side. That's also a trick for you, Jason. Keep that in mind for when you get your headset.
Okay. I don't typically struggle with motion sickness in general. So, but it's good to know for sure. Mm-hmm. But when you said the fan in your face, what I was thinking of. So I had the only VR set I've ever had was for an old phone I had where you plug in your phone and you have the little headset. And it was really cheap. It was a number of years ago. So I'm sure they've gotten a lot better since then. But one of the things that I had access to that was free that I downloaded was a really crappy roller coaster simulator. And it just, you know, this POV of like roller coaster. But one of the nerdy things about me is I'll go on YouTube and watch POV videos of actual roller coasters from around the world, like all the Disney parks and all the other roller coasters that I'm never going to ride because I don't actually like really like big drops
doing loops, those,
but I like watching them. And so I feel like that would be fun on a VR headset and have a fan blowing so it feels like you're in the seat.
A rotating fan. So.
Yeah.
We can try it. We can try it.
So, okay. So, well, I wanted to bring up, I think it's worth mentioning, like, obviously you two are sisters-in-law, so you guys know each other for a number of years. I've known Brittany, I don't know, last year, 2 years, maybe at most, something like that.
I think it's maybe been roughly a year at this point, almost.
Yeah. We've hung out a couple times at random events, usually book events, obviously, that, like, we go to, Laura would always like, oh, like my sister-in-law Brittany's really into books. You know, like, is it cool she tagged along too? I'm like, absolutely. And so we've done like a silent book club meeting, I think.
That's right.
Get a seat at the table.
We did a marathon Twilight because you had read the books, but you had not seen all the movies.
Correct. I had only seen the first one. That was super fun.
Yeah.
And which I think was, like, go ahead.
I was like, I know Laura specifically wanted to see your reaction for Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That was like the whole point of the marathon.
If any of our listeners are wondering where they may have seen you before with us, it's probably that video. So on our TikTok and our Instagram, there's a little short video of Brittany's reaction on there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all of us reacting, but mainly Brittany.
Yeah, the rest of us knew it was coming. You did not.
Yeah, I did not. I just was like, wait, I've read the books. What is happening? And I was just like so confused. And then, yeah, it was good. I'm really glad that I got to watch that in a group of people that loved the movies and the books too. So
yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then recently you guys with Bella and Emma, I was not available, but
four
of you went on an audiobook walk, correct?
Yeah, yes. We kind of did. We went and walked along the American River.
Yeah.
It was really nice. It was like perfect weather. Just warm enough, not too hot. Very beautiful.
We walked a lot too. Yeah. I think it was like between 3 and 4 miles.
Yeah.
It was a nice walk. And then we went and grabbed coffee at Paws in Fair Oaks, which really good coffee shop. Highly recommend
that. I agree. Very good. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we go out there just because I want a good latte.
Mm-hmm. It's worth the drive sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was nice. We really only listened to our books the first half and then ended up just talking the rest of the way on the way back. Except Emma. Emma, she wanted to do this. She said, let's go on an audiobook walk. And then we get there and she's like, yeah, I'm not doing an audiobook. I'm reading my Kindle. I'm reading the Bargain 2 manuscript. And we were like, oh, okay. I mean, that's cool. So she was walking, looking at her Kindle the whole time. I was like, I would not be able to do that. I would be walking into everything.
She walks fast, too, even while reading. She's way ahead of us.
Very fast.
That sounds like an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah.
But she does a lot of little solo trips out into nature. And I imagine this is not the first time that she's read a physical thing while doing a trail of some sort. So
definitely not.
She's probably a pro. But.
No. But it was still very nice.
Yeah, it was very nice. The audiobook I was listening to that day was about cults.
Oh.
Yeah. It was an interesting, like, different type of book that I would usually pick up, but I was fast. It was about the language of cults and like fanaticism.
So nonfiction.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, I saw that on your Goodreads, I think, that you were reading that. Mm-hmm. I was aware of the book, but I had never actually looked into it because I think the author has a podcast too, right?
She may have a podcast. I think she also writes for like an article online regularly too.
Some kind of media outlet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I feel like I was talking to someone somewhat recently about cults, and I would be very surprised if this was not the same person. Like, they mentioned the book. Some lady who probably was, I think, was in a cult and now wrote a book about the language of cults and like this, the what all cults have in common.
No, that does sound like this the same one, because like her parents were involved in a cult. Mm. And so she was for a time. I really wish I could find the title. But yeah, I went through that book so fast.
Yeah, I think if I'm remembering correctly, I think the podcast I'm thinking of is Sounds Like a Cult.
Maybe. Like that's the title of it? It sounds like a cult?
Yeah. Oh. If I'm remembering it correctly.
Itself sounds like a cult.
That's what I was wondering. I'm gonna look that up later.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting podcast, so I do follow it. So if I'm getting this correct in terms of the author, I hope I am. The podcast is actually, it's very informational but also really fun. So they choose different topics that are essentially like fandoms or certain types of groups or something, and they just kind of break down the history of it and then how they function and then whether they think they have, like, I think three different ratings of whether it's a cult or not. But it's in like a joking manner.
Oh, that sounds fun to listen to.
I've had a really good time. I mean, I pick and choose which ones I listen to depending on what interests me. But I think they've also had some book related ones too.
Ooh.
I think Book Talk is an episode actually.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna. The book title is Cultish, The Language of Fanaticism by Amanda Montell.
Yep. I was gonna bring it up and ask if that was it.
Yeah. It is the same one. Mm-hmm.
Now look at the author and see if I'm right about the podcast.
It is. That's how I found the book.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Good.
Cool. Okay, so I'll definitely like it.
Brittany, I'm guessing you mostly stick to fiction books, though?
Yes.
Okay, but every once in a while it sounds like you do pick up nonfiction, same as me.
Yeah, it's funny. It's honestly, like, if it's a nonfiction book, it's probably because it's someone I've been interested in the past, like Jeanette McCurdy, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Or any books that I know are written by people that were once in cults, I will also pick those up because it fascinates me. So that kind of stuff. Yeah. But most of the time it's mainly fiction. Yeah.
Okay. I'm kind of the same. It has to be something that I'm really interested in to read a nonfiction.
Mm-hmm. So. I just realized that list of books that we've talked about in the episodes, that list is going to be really long for this episode.
Oh, yeah.
It probably will. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this is a good introduction to Brittany.
Yay. Yeah.
We
lots of tangents.
Yeah, we went all over the place, but we got a pretty good well-rounded look at her and how we've met and her interests. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah, and we will just continue to get to know you through the regular episodes too.
True.
Well, we're super excited to have you join us. Looking forward to chatting with you more.
Yeah.
I think our first episode with you is going to be in August.
Mm-hmm.
So listeners, keep an eye out. Keep an ear out for that. Actually, can't really keep an eye out for you don't watch a podcast, you listen to it. But. Words are hard.
Do we want to mention social media?
Oh, it's Night Readers Library on Instagram.
But it's not spelled out Night Reader. It's not spelled out Night. No,
there's no I in Night. So it's there's no I in Night, and then there's no E in Read. So it's Night Reader's Library. It's hard. You'll find me or you won't.
We
no
will
pressure.
We will include it in the description so everybody can find it. So don't worry.
You'll find me. If anybody's looking for Brittany, we'll have links on all of our stuff.
Yes. It'll be, I'm sure we'll put on the website and social. So you definitely find her. Don't worry.
If I'm going to make something awkward, I'm going to make it really awkward. I feel like that explains me the most, the best.
Well, thank you for doing this with us, Brittany. We're excited to get started on episodes with you.
Thank you. I look forward to talking about books.
It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you to our listeners for joining us for this Meet Brittany episode. Hope you guys tune in. Follow us on social media. Find us at shitwevread.com. I don't have my notes. I don't remember what our closing's supposed to be.
Well, we've done this so many times. You don't have it memorized?
I know. I usually just read it off the outline.
To be fair, we haven't done an episode recording.
It's been a few months.
So yeah, it's a longer break than normal. So
I hope that covered everything. If not, you'll find all the links in our show notes. There we go.
There you go. That's all. Yay for the show notes.
Yay. All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Bye.
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 Shit We've Read is hosted by Laura Benson and Jason Rico, with music by Joshua Chilton and editing by Jason Rico.
To join the discussion on this and all other books we've read, find us at Shit We've Read on Instagram and TikTok.
For more information about us or to request transcripts, please visit shitwevered.com.
Thanks so much for listening.